弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要看的经文是约翰三书。
We will be looking at Third John.
约翰三书是圣经里面所写的其中一本个人的书信。
This letter, epistle, is one of the personal letters in the whole Bible.
另外一本个人的书信，大家记得是哪一本吗？
Do you remember the other personal letter in the Bible?
就是腓利门书。
Yes, Philemon.
就是上次我们花了三堂信息来讲解的书信。
Last time we spent three messages, sermons on that letter.
我们今天要看的是约翰三书。
Today we'll be looking at Third John.
所以让我们先读过一遍。
Let's read it.
约翰三书第一节，做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存着真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。亲爱的兄弟啊，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的都是忠心的，他们在教会面前证明了你的爱。你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了，因为他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。我曾略略地写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特腓不接待我们，所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们，还不以此为足，他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待他也禁止，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善，行善的属于神，行恶的未曾见过神。迪米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理给他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证，你也知道我们的见证是真的。我愿有许多事要写给你，却不愿意用笔墨写给你，但盼望快快的见你，我们就当面谈论。愿你平安，众位朋友都问你安，请你替我按这姓名问众位朋友安。
Verse 1, the elder of the beloved, the elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing that you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing but the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephus, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us, and not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers, and also stops those who want to and put them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, every one of them.
如果你们记得的话，在探索者的研经大会当时，腓利庄圣牧师讲过约翰二书。
If you remember that last time for our Path Seekers Conference, Pastor Phil Johnson spoke on 2 John.
在约翰二书那里，约翰警告基督徒不可以对那一些假教师行善。
And in that letter, John warned brothers and sisters not to show hospitality or any support to false teachers.
因为当假教师是传假的道理，而不是传神的话，弟兄姐妹是不能够给爱他们的。
When false teachers spread lies and not God's truth, brothers and sisters cannot support them.
可是如果是这样的话，弟兄姐妹有一个危险，就是他们可能什么人都不接待。
And there's a danger in that. Maybe some brothers and sisters will never show hospitality to anybody.
所以约翰就写了约翰三书，是为了鼓励弟兄姐妹要接待那些传真理的人。
So John writes Third John to encourage brothers and sisters to show hospitality to those who are preaching the true gospel.
我们很明显的能够看见约翰三书的主题就是要接待。
We can see clearly that the main theme of this letter is hospitality.
所以我们今天这一段信息我就命名着真理的行动。
So this morning my title for this sermon is Truth in Action.
为什么是真理的行动呢？
Why Truth in Action?
因为约翰在写这第三篇书信的开始，他讲到接待的根基。
Because, in verses 1-4, John talks about the antecedent of hospitality.
接待的根基就是真理。
The antecedent of hospitality is truth.
让我们一同来看第一节到第四节。
Let's look at verses 1-4.
做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜了。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
Verse 1-4, the elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to you truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
我们不难看见在前四节这里不断的有一个词有重复，就是真理真理真理。
We see in this passage that one word that comes up repeatedly is the word truth.
在第一节那里中文圣经是说是我诚心所爱的，不过其实原文那里是说我在真理里面所爱的。
In verse 1 says I love in the truth.
然后约翰他喜乐是因为他听见该犹行在真理。
John rejoices because he sees Gaius walking in the truth.
在第三节你按真理而行。
Verse 3 says indeed you are walking in the truth.
在第四节又再提到按真理而行，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没比这个大的。
Again it saysI have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
在这里的重点就是说，一个基督徒的生命里面必须要有真理。
So the emphasis here is that a Christian's life must have truth in them.
如果他要有任何爱的行为，这个的推动力必须是真理。
If they have any love in their life, the driving force behind that love must be truth.
如果我们的行为与真理是不一致的话，我们不能够自称爱弟兄如己。
If our love and truth is not consistent, if love is not consistent with truth, then we cannot call that true love.
而且当人当基督徒行在真理里面，这里所说的是行在真理，也就是说他是有行为来证明的。
When it says walking the truth, it means that their actions show their truth, their love.
郑牧师其实就在哥罗西书那里讲了许多的堂信息是如何行在真理里面。
Pastor John talks about in preaches in the Colossians talk about how we ought to walk in truth.
所以在约翰三书也是这么说的，也要在真理里面而行。
And so is Third John. We must walk in the truth.
雅各书告诉我们，你们要只是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己。
James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
虚浮的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from work is useless?
所以我们如果是自称在真理里面，我们就必须行出来。
If we claim that we are in the truth, we must show that truth.
换个角度，我们不能够只称爱别人而不行在真理里面。
We cannot, to speak in another word, we cannot say that we love others, but we do not show them the truth.
我相信大家应该是常常听见基督徒说我爱你，我爱你，或者我们只要讲爱，我们不要讲真理。
You probably heard a lot of Christians say, "Let's just talk about love, love, and let's not talk about truth."
其实，如果当基督徒讲爱而不谈真理的时候，这一种不是真正的爱，而是一种自爱。
But if Christians just talk about love and not truth, that is not true love. It is a soft love.
为什么是自爱呢？因为当基督徒避免谈真理的时候，其实他只是要受别人的欢迎，所以这者只是一种自爱。
Why is it soft love? Because when a Christian does not talk about truth, the Christian is trying to win popularity. He's trying to gain favor from other people.
可是使徒约翰不是这样的。
But the Apostle John is not so like that.
在第一节他提到该犹就是他在真理里面所爱的。
In verse 1 he says, I love Gaius, whom I love in the truth.
这一种爱是以真理为作根基。
This kind of love has truth as its foundation.
所以这一种不是自爱。
So this is not self-love.
因为它不以自我为中心。
Because it is not self-centered.
真正的爱是以别人的益处而喜乐。
A true love is to have other people's interest, other people's joy as their interest.
我们就看到第二、三、四节就是这么说，因为在第二到第四节所提到的都是为该犹的好处，而不是为约翰自己的好处。
We see this in verses 2-4. All the blessings is for Gaius, not for the Apostle John himself who wrote the letter.
在第二节，约翰写：“我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮。”第三节那里讲到，因为该犹按真理而行，所以约翰就甚喜了。第四节提到，当约翰听见他儿女按真理而行，他的喜乐就非常的大。
Look at verse 2. He rejoices. He wishes Gaius to be well and physically to be healthy. In verse 3, he rejoices not because of because of himself, but because of Gaius' love for others. And also again in verse 4, he rejoices not for himself, but because of what Gaius is doing. He's walking in the truth.
所以我们看见了约翰不是该犹的爱心，他没有从该犹的爱心那里得到直接的益处。
So we can see that the Apostle John did not directly gain any benefit from Gaius.
可是因为他的爱是建立在真理里面，他就因为这样而非常的喜乐。
But because Gaius' love is in the truth, John rejoices.
我们有没有发现到约翰没有应许说当该犹信靠耶稣的时候他必得到健康与财富？
Do you notice that John did not say when Gaius believed in Jesus there's no promise of health and wealth?
这个是致富福音传道人要我们相信的。
This is what prosperity preachers want us to believe.
可是约翰只是为该犹祷告，他没有应许给该犹他一定会得到健康与财富。
John only prayed for Gaius' good health and well-being, but he did not promise all these things.
当然，我们为别人祷告，他得到健康与财富，这个不是错误的。
Now, when we pray for other people to be well and to be prosperous, it's not bad that other people get it.
不过，现在的致富福音常常所传的道就是，你要为自己这么祷告，你都是为了自己。
But prosperity gospel tells us that we ought to pray that for ourselves. It's always about ourselves.
所以我们要记得，真正的爱心是要在真理里面，而这一种真正的爱心是不以自我为中心，是以别人的益处为中心。
But true love is always built upon the truth, and is always for the sake of other people. It is not self-centered.
所以当我们看到第一点的时候，就是这个。接待的根基就是基督徒爱心的根基。
So we see in point number one is that the foundation, the antecedent of hospitality is truth.
我们就知道了，因为约翰他没有以自我为中心，他讲的都是为该犹的好处。
So we see that what Apostle John always says.It's always for the good of Gaius, not for himself.
所以当我们来到教会的时候，我们在教会有真正的团契，我们在教会里面的爱心都是必须以真理为根基。
So in our church, if we want good fellowship, we must have truth as the foundation of our fellowship.
我们看见其他的弟兄姐妹在主里面有成长，我们看见弟兄姐妹彼此的相爱，彼此的服侍，或者是别的弟兄姐妹得到健康与财富，我们会为这样而喜乐吗？
I want to ask, when you see other people prospering, when you see other people grow, when you see other people love one another, do you rejoice for them?
这样就是真正的爱心。
If you do, this is true love.
可是如果我们又嫉妒又羡慕，为什么那个人不爱我？为什么这些事情没有发生在我的身上？为什么我没有得到健康，也没有得到财富？这一种就是自私的爱。
But if we become jealous, we see other people get what we want, and we see that other people do not love us, but we see other people prosper and healthy.If we become jealous, then that is selfish love.
所以没有真理的爱是虚假的。
So, truth without love, love without truth is hypocrisy.
真理与爱心是手牵手，而是非分不开的伙伴。
Truth and love must be hand to hand. They cannot be separated.
这就带我们来到了第二点，就是从第五节到第八节。
This leads us to our second point, which is from verses 5 to 8.
当该犹有了这个接待的根基，就是真理，他行在真理里面，这就带领他到了有接待的行为。
Now when Gaius has the antecedent with the prerequisite of hospitality, which is truth, then he can show true hospitality, the acts of hospitality.
在第五到第八节，约翰他赞扬了该犹所做的一切，让我们一起读。
Here in this passage, John praises Gaius' good work.
亲爱的兄弟啊，第五节，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了，因为他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your effort.For these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church, you will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth.
圣经告诉我们，该犹接待了那些做客旅的弟兄。
We see in the scripture that Gaius showed hospitality for these brothers.
第七节告诉我们，这一些人是为主的名出外。
Verse 7 tells us that these brothers is doing it for the sake of the name of Christ.
其实这些做客旅的弟兄，他们就是当时到处去的宣教士。
These brothers, these guests are actually they're missionaries back then.
这些到处去的宣教士，他们其实是陌生人，该犹不认识他们的。
And these missionaries are strangers to Gaius. He does not recognize, know them.
可是他却接待他们。
But he accepted them.
因为他们传的是真理。
Because they are preaching the truth.
我们不要忘记约翰二书那里教导基督徒不应该接待那一些传一些歪理或者不是传神的话的那一种人。
In 2 John we see that brothers are not to receive or show hospitality to teachers who preach false gospel, preach heresies.
不过如果他们是传真理的话，就必须接待他们。
But if they preach the truth, they must receive them.
在第一世纪的时候，没有五星级的酒店，你不能够以200块钱去订一晚的这个五星级酒店，又有这个自助早餐，这些都没有。
In the first century, there were no five-star hotels. You can't go and pay $200 and stay at these hotels and have all the buffets you want.
我们从保罗所写的书信就看得见第一世纪所面对的危险是什么。
We can see from the Apostle Paul what kind of dangers they faced in the first century.
在哥林多后书11章26节，保罗说他屡次行远路，遭江河的危机、盗贼的危机、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险。
On frequent journeys in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers.
所以当时做客旅的，他们必须要靠一些本地人给他们住宿还有饮食。
So travelers back then must depend on the local people to provide for them for the lodging and for food.
所以当时的文化，当地的人都会看作是自己的义务供给这些住宿与饮食给这些客旅。
So in the culture back then, the local people view it as their duty, responsibility to receive strangers and provide for them.
甚至是非信徒，他们也会有这样的接待。
Even non-believers will have this kind of hospitality.
我们在第七节就看得出，因为第七节说他们为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取。
It says verse 7, they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing but the Gentiles.
其实外邦人有给予他们这个站的资助。
Actually, the Gentiles will want to provide these.This hospitality to them.
只是这一些宣教士他们拒绝接受。
But these missionaries, they refuse their hospitality.
我们如果是认为他们拒绝接受是因为他们不要与外邦人同工，这个是错误的。
We may think that they reject the Gentiles' hospitality for the reason of not being a co-worker with them. This is wrong.
因为上下文这里同没有提到说接受这个接待外邦人的接待就是与他们同工。
Because the context does not say that to receive support from Gentiles is to be co-workers with them.
我们不要忘记这整本书信讲的主题就是接待。
We must not forget that the whole theme of this epistle letter.Is hospitality.
当时的文化背景就是每个当地的人都会接待外来的客旅。
The culture back then is that the local would receive and show hospitality to all people.
他们是不分宗教的。
They do not distinguish people from their religions.
所以如果宣教士接受外邦人所给他们的这个接待，这个不是错误的。
So if they if these missionaries accept Gentiles' hospitality, that is not wrong.
可是为什么他们拒绝了呢？
So why did they refuse?
这个就如同保罗所说的，他们为什么这么拒绝，是因为他们凡事都忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
Well, we can see that from the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 9. He says, we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ.
所以这些宣教士，他们为的是传主的福音，他们担心如果是外邦人以为他们为了赚钱而来的话，就会拒绝福音。
So these missionaries refuse hospitality from Gentiles because they don't want to put an obstacle in front of them. They do not want to be seen as spreading the gospel for the sake of gaining money, making money.
因为如果外邦人以为他们为了赚钱而拒绝福音的话，这个福音就被阻隔了。
Because if the Gentiles think that these missionaries are in it for the money, then they will.It's a stumbling block before them.
因为当时的确是有这样的人，在哥林多前书九章十二节，保罗又写：我们不像那许多人，为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
Because back then there were peddlers of God's word. 2 Corinthians 2 says, "For we are not like so many peddlers of God's word." But as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ.
对不起，这个其实是哥林多后书二章十七节英文的对的，中文的那里写错了。
Go ahead.
所以当时有许多人是为利混乱神的道，所以当时的这些宣教士，他们为了避免这样做，他们就拒绝了外邦人所施给他们的这个接待。
So a lot of people, they proclaim the gospel for a profit. There were people like that. So that's why these missionaries reject, they not want to put an obstacle before these Gentiles.
所以如果他们拒绝了外邦人给他们的接待的话，基督徒的责任是什么呢？
What happens after the missionaries reject hospitality from Gentiles? What is the responsibility of believers? Gaius gives us a good example.
在第六节，约翰表扬了该犹对这些人的爱，因为他接待了这些做客旅的弟兄。然后第六节，他们在教会面前证明了该犹的爱。
Here in verse 6, John praised Gaius' love for the church, and he praised his hospitality. He praised him.For sending them on their journey in a matter worthy of God.
因为虽然该犹不认识他们，可是因为他们传主的真理，该犹就接待他们。
Even though Gaius did not know these missionaries, but because these missionaries are proclaiming the gospel, so Gaius accepted them.
对该犹而言，他没有将教义还有行为分解开来，也没有将他的宣言还有做法分解开来。
So Gaius did not distinguish between creed and conduct, between faith and practice.
他是在真理里面活出他的信心。
He is living out his faith.
他就因为这样而接待了这些传主的福音的人。
Because of that, he received these missionaries.
所以他就有这个接待的行为。
So that's why he has this at old hospitality.
我相信约翰在第二节那里祷告该犹凡事兴盛、身体健壮的理由，就是因为约翰希望该犹能够继续的这么做下去。
I believe that John wished Gaius to be well and to be in good health and to go well with his soul for the purpose of continuing to support missionary efforts.
因为如果该犹凡事兴盛，他就有那个经济资源来支持这些宣教士。
Because if Gaius is prosperous, He has a financial resource to support these missionaries.
所以当约翰祷告, 该犹能够凡事兴盛身体健壮的时候, 为的是该犹能够继续支持这种工作, 而不是为了放纵自己, 而是为了自己的欢乐。
So John prays that Gaius' health and wealth will be healthy and wealthy, not for his own sake, but not for his own indulgence, self-worship, but for the purpose of furthering the gospel.
在第七节、第八节这两节，这里约翰给了两个非常有说服力的理由，为什么我们必须支持这些宣教士。
And in verses 7 and 8, John tells us two reasons that we, convincing reasons that we must support missionaries.
当然第一就是他们拒绝了接受外邦人的接待。
And number one is because these missionaries rejected the support of the Gentiles.
如果他们已经拒绝了外邦人的接待，基督徒又不接待他们的话， 神的福音就会受到阻隔。
If they don't have support from both Gentiles and believers, then the gospel cannot go forward.
第八节告诉我们，我们应该接待这样的人。第二个理由就是叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
And the second reason is that when we support these people, we become actually fellow workers with them for the truth.
常常基督徒没有机会或者是没有这个恩赐来做同样传道的功夫。
Oftentimes, Christians do not have the opportunity or the time to partake in the preaching, spread of the gospel.
有很多基督徒也没有那个恩赐去传道。
And many Christians do not have the gift to proclaim the gospel.
不过当我们支持这些宣教士的时候，我们就是与真理做同工。
But when we support these missionaries, we become fellow workers with them.
所以当时的宣教士有一个真正的需要，他们需要基督徒接待他们。
So back then, the missionaries have one great need, which is the need of other Christians supporting them.
虽然他们传主的福音是免费的，不过这个不会免除那一些接受福音的基督徒来支持他们。
Even though they preach the gospel freely for free, this does not negate our responsibility to support them.
因为圣经教导我们那些在道理上受教的，当把一切虚用的功绩施教的人。
For the scripture tells us in Galatians 6:6, let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches.
我们今天活在一些发达国家当中，就如同新加坡、美国等等的。
Today, many of us live in developed countries such as Singapore and America.
我们不需要再供给这些住宿或者是饮食。
We do not.
我们不需要供给住宿或者饮食。
We do not need to supply lodging or food.
不过， 这圣经这里所教导的原则还是能够应用的。
But the principle that is taught here in the scripture can still be applied to us.
因为第八节说，当我们接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。Because
when we support these people, we become fellow workers with them for the truth.
我们不能够只是向内看，我们必须要向外看，我们必须要，我们的目的必须要扩展神的国度。
We should not be inward looking, but outward looking. Our purpose should be furthering God's kingdom.
我们必须要给我们的金钱、我们的时间，还有我们的资源，为的就是支持这些事工。
We must use our resources, our time, and our money to support this work.
我们不要忘记，根据约翰的教导，我们用来断定这些事工的标准应该是真理。
We should not forget that we must use what John calls here truth as a measure for our support.
因为接待的根基就是真理，或者对我们来说，基督徒的爱心就应该建立在真理上。Because
the prerequisite or the antecedent of hospitality is truth. Christians must use truth to show hospitality to others.
我们 给奉献或者我们支持这些做 真理的工作的人 是因为我们敬拜神。
We give money and support these people because we want to worship God.
我们如果是支持教会 是因为我们敬拜神。
When we support the church, it's because we want to worship God.
当我们这么做的时候 我们就与真理做 同工了。
When we do these things, we become fellow workers for the truth.
我们不是投资在教会里面。
We are not investing in the church.
我们不是要得到金钱的红利。
We are not trying to get some dividend from the church.
因为我们不是投资在一个上市公司里。
Because we are not investing in a private company.
所以当我们给奉献, 就是我们对神的敬拜, 我们应该用的标准来衡量, 就是真理, 而不是如何, 这个教会如何运用金钱。
So when we give money and offering to the church, we ought to use the measurement, the standard of truth as a way to guide us, not because we should not judge what this church organization how they use their money.
只要他们是在传神的真理, 这个就是我们的标准。
As long as they preach the gospel, this is our standard.
有很多时候基督徒以好管家的名, 因为做好管家, 他们就保留了自己的金钱, 还有资源等等, 而不慷慨地支持那些侍奉神的人。
Sometimes we use the excuse of being a good steward of God's money to withhold support from others.
如果我们是这样做的话, 我们就必须向该犹学习。
If we do such a thing, we need to learn from Gaius.
因为加拉太书6章10节告诉我们, 有了机会就当向众人行善, 向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Galatians 6:10 says, So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
虽然传道的人不应该要求有回报。
Of course, missionaries cannot demand support.
不过,身为基督徒, 我们的义务, 我们的责任就是要支持这样的人。
But as Christians, our responsibility is to support these missionaries.
我们看到了该犹所给的这个榜样, 现在我们看到了一个接待的相反。
We saw Guy as example in hospitality, now we will look at the antithesis of hospitality.
在第9节到11节这里有一个人跟该犹是极度的相反。
Here we see there's one person who is diametrically opposite of Gaius.
第9节我曾略略的写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特腓不接待我们，所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们。 还不以此为足，他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待，他也禁止，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。Verse
9, I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring out what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refused to welcome the brothers, and also stops those who want to, and put them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God.
丢特腓很可能是教会的一个领袖，或者是一个相当有影响力的人。Diotrephes
is most likely a leader or a very influential person at the church.
可是这里这一段经文告诉我们，他是一个非常狂妄自大的人。
But we see that he is one who is prideful and likes to put himself first.
因为, 第9节说他好为首。
Because it says that he does not acknowledge our authority.
第9节也提到说, 这个, 丢特腓不接待约翰。
And also it says Diotrephus does not show hospitality to John.
这个是在中文这里这么说，不接待我们。可是约翰还没有去，所以他不是不接待约翰，他其实是不认同约翰的权柄。
Here it says, he does not want to show hospitality, but John has not gone there yet. So because of that, he does not recognize John's authority.
而且他还诬告使徒约翰，给他做了一个人身的攻击。
And also he spoke wicked nonsense against John.
我们在这里发现非常有趣的是，约翰没有责备丢特腓，因为他在教义上出了错误。
And we can see that, Diotrephus, he had all the good knowledge, all the good theology.
约翰没有责备他，也没有因着他在教义上出错误而责备他。
John does not rebuke him for his wrong theology.
而是他缺乏真正基督徒的品格。
John rebukes him for his lack of love as a sign of a true Christian.
我们不要忘记这个还是第一世纪的教会。
We should not forget that this is still a first century church.
使徒的时代才刚刚要过去。
The age of the apostle is almost over.
所以在这个时候，如果是有在教义上出了错误，应该不会成为教会的领袖。
So at this time, if a person has wrong theology, he shouldn't be a leader.
所以我们在这里又看到一个非常清楚的例子，就是这个人有正确的神学，却不是一个真正得救的人。
So we see a good example of a person who has good theology but is not saved.
我们看见丢特腓在教会里面，他有非常大的野心，而不是真正的热心。
We can see that Diotrephus in the church, when he's in the church, he has a very prideful heart, not a heart of love and service.
雅各书二章14-17节，雅各这么写：我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了热用的饮食。你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得软吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
James 2 tells us, What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to themGo in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body. What good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
丢特腓在这里所做的比基督徒，比非基督徒更糟。
What Diotrephus did is even worse than non-believers.
他不断没有在言语上祝福弟兄。
He did not just bless other people.
他在言语上没有祝福。
He did not bless other people with his words.
更何况他比非基督徒做的还糟，因为刚才我们提到了当时的文化是非基督徒也会接待一些客旅。
He's worse than non-believers because in the culture back then, even non-believers would show hospitality to strangers.
所以丢特腓很明显的是一个非信徒。
So it's very clear that Diotrephus was not a believer.
他有正确的神学，却不得救。
He has right theology, but he's not saved.
你可能会觉得我这么说非常的严厉。
You may think that what I just said is very strong.
可是圣经里面自己这么说。
But the scripture says this about him.
因为第十一节说，亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
Because verse 11 says, Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God.
第十一节这里指那一个行恶的人，很明显是在说丢特腓。
So verse 11 is clear that. This is describing Diotrephus.
因为约翰刚刚才形容完这个丢特腓所做的，就是他将弟兄赶出教会，然后他就说行恶的未曾见过神。
Because right before this verse, John says that Diotrephes is stopping those who want to and put them out of church. So John is describing Diotrephes. He's not a believer because he does evil.
他未曾见过神，可是他却有正确的神学观念。
Diotrephes has the right theology, but he has not seen God.
所以对我们而言，我们就不要效法这个作恶的丢特腓。
So we should not be like this evil Diotrephes.
他是非常的自我中心。
He is a self-centered man.
而且在教会里面，他争着想要做领袖。
And in the church, he wants to be a leader.
可是我们可能会说，我没有在教会里面争着做领袖啊。
But we may say, oh, in the church, I'm not trying to be a leader.
可是如果我们不支持那一些做神的工作、传神的真理的人，我们就如同丢特腓一样的自我为中心。
But if we do not support missionaries with the work of the gospel, we are like this man. Who's not doing the right thing?
所以我们必须要从该犹还有这个丢特腓的身上学习功课。
So we need to learn from Gaius and Diotrephes.
该犹给了我们一个正面的功课来学习，而丢特腓给了我们一个负面的功课学习。
Gaius gives us a positive example to follow.And Diotrephes gives us a negative example of what not to do.
该犹的所做的一切是值得表扬的，而且约翰也清楚的知道。
What Gaius did deserves to be praised and is clear to the Apostle John.
所以约翰就继续写下去，在第十二到第十五节这里表示了约翰对该犹接待的期望。
So that's why John continues to write to Gaius.And anticipates his hospitality in verses 12 to 15.
第十二节，迪米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理给他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证。你也知道我们的见证是真的。我愿有许多事要写给你，却不愿意用笔墨写给你。
Verse 12. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone, and from the truth itself.We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink.
所以约翰在这里突然间讲到了第三个人，就是迪米丢。
And here all of a sudden, John tells us about Demetrius.
很有可能该犹不认识迪米丢是谁。
Most likely, Diotrephes did not recognize Demetrius.
该犹不认识迪米丢。
Gaius did not recognize Demetrius.
所以使徒约翰必须在这里赞扬迪米丢。
So John needs to recommend Demetrius.
而且提到了许多人的见证。
And also mentioned other people's testimony about Demetrius.
我们刚刚提到了这一封书信写的是讲到要接待。
Remember we said that the theme of this.Epistle is about hospitality.
有许多到处去的那一些传道人或者是宣教士，他们来到了该犹那里，是一个客旅，可是该犹接待他们。
There are many missionaries and pastors who went to Gaius, and Gaius accepted them.
所以约翰在这里要赞扬迪米丢，很有可能是因为迪米丢本身也是一个到处去的宣教士。
So.John mentions Demetrius most likely because Demetrius is a pastor or a missionary, and so he wants Gaius to receive Demetrius as well.
很有可能迪米丢就是把这一封书信交给该犹的人。
And most likely, Demetrius is probably the one who took this letter by John and gave it to Gaius.
所以约翰对该犹有这个接待的期望，当然是首先为迪米丢而这样的期望。
So John wishes that Gaius would receive John himself, but he also wished that he would receive Demetrius as well.
在第十四节，约翰说：“但盼望快快的见你，我们就当面谈论，愿你平安。众位朋友都问你安，请你替我按这姓名问众位朋友安。”
Verse 14 says, "I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you, and the friends greet you. Greet the friends, every one of them."
这个就是约翰对该犹有这个接待的期望。
So this is John anticipating hospitality from Gaius.
所以该犹不只是接待这些客旅，他也常常的是非常愿意，而且他是准备好的。
So Gaius does not just receive these guests, but he's willing and wants to receive them, and he is often prepared to receive these people.
因为如果他没有准备好的话，约翰就不能够对他有这样的期望。
Because if Gaius did not prepare himself for hospitality, John would not anticipate his hospitality.
我们在这里能够学到什么功课呢？
What can we learn from this passage?
有很多时候基督徒说，我愿意，我也准备好了，只是没有人知道。
Some Christians say, I'm willing and I have prepared myself, but just that nobody knows.
为什么别人不知道？是因为你没有常常出来忠心的服事。
Why? How come other people do not know that you are ready? It's because you are not serving regularly.
所以，如果我们要表现到我们是非常愿意，我们也非常的已经准备好的话，我们必须要热心的服事。
So if we want to show people that we are willing and prepared.We ought to often serve other people and let people know.
不过我们不要忘记那一个根基就是真理。
But we should not forget that the foundations for our hospitality is truth.
我们也必须要有这样的行为。
We must have also this kind of action.
我们不要像丢特肥一样做出相反的。
We must not be like Diotrephes who shows the opposite of the antithesis of hospitality.
通过我们的忠心，通过我们的信实，我们就能够给其他人有一种期望，就是他们能够靠我们。
Through our faith, through our faithfulness, we can show other people that they can depend on us.
我们请郑牧师做个结束的祷告。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for the gospel. It is through the gospel that we were saved andLord, we know how precious this is. It's the greatest blessing to be reconciled to you through Christ. And Father, let our hearts be wide open. Let us also be in the work of proclaiming the gospel to other people and be outward looking and not inward looking. Let us not be self-centered, but let us lift out our faith in Christ Jesus to honor you, to give thanks to you by supporting missionaries who are in this work, supporting pastors and all of us, even we are all missionaries in Singapore. When we proclaim the gospel to our non-believing neighbors and non-believing co-workers, we are missionaries in Singapore. Let us encourage one another. Let us support one another. Let us stir one another to this good work.In Singapore and beyond. Father, we pray that you will bless our work. We know that as imperfect it is, you accept our work because of our faith in Christ. And we praise you for that. We give honor and glory to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.